Yo, what's up, my guys, my gals? Welcome back, welcome back. Everybody go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 712. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Show appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go on and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, to make sure everybody can reach out to the public, you know what I'm saying? Hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture for us. Go on and join up now and sign up today. Day ones. What's the word?
Yo.
Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go on and get to it. How we do? First off, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror. Get right with you. Then come on outside and try to be somebody's friend or employee and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You just want to make sure that you can spread some positive vibes around this bitch and combat all the negativity. Straight like that, man. Fuckers they so mad for. I'm in this bitch with Fo Fooly Marley. And my guy Jay as well.
He that dick.
This is the motherfucking Elohim. We outside episode.
We moving.
Look, we're moving. How are we doing this evening, gentlemen?
Oh, we in this motherfucking goddamn it.
Doing the thing.
That doing the dash. Doing the dash.
Yeah, we're doing the dash. We're doing the dash right now. Look, we're doing the dash. I'm on the clock on the clock. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the clock on the clock. But as far as topics this evening, we will be just keeping it light. Keeping this shit light. Jay, how'd you feel about Takeoff's death?
Hey, man, I'm good this way. Wrong place, wrong time. He knew what time it was. He gonna break up no fight, man. You break it up, you try to break it up before it happened, not wild niggas swinging. Period.
See, now, with that, if it's going down, that shit going the fuck down. I don't think him necessarily tried to, I don't think he tried to break up the fight or whatever, but just even him trying to get involved in someone's argument or whatever, like you said, wrong place, wrong time. That was the wrong fucking argument. The completely wrong argument, man. Some fucking bullshit. He shouldn't have died. He shouldn't have died. And, you know, it's rest in peace to him and shit. Today was Veterans Day. They did lay him to rest today and stuff. Quavo and Offset, they both actually, you know, spoke. And, I mean, shit, but, you know, what I was hearing, bro, it sounded like them brothers actually miss him and shit. You know what I mean? I know doggone well the group will be severely, you know, affected. That's just very, very unfortunate incident, man. And it kind of sounds like they're getting close to figuring out who the fuck did what. Or at least that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like to me and shit. Fuck you got going on?
Shit, just, you know.
Running it.
People, yeah, running it. Keeping the nursery, goddamn it, up and going. And making sure these this crop get ready for this harvest.
Oh, yeah, you getting ready to make a cut soon, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, see, months of hard work, weeks of hard work, you know, all that shit's gotten ready to pay off, goddammit, fast turnaround shit. I told y'all my boy got a technique. He knows what he's doing. Nigga knows what he's doing, bro. Now for all you hateful motherfuckers. No, look. Now for all you hateful ass niggas, man. Why the fuck y'all hating, bro? Like, what? Just talk shit.
You're right, everybody, man, shit, you can't do nothing without a motherfucking hate. Can't even eat what you're supposed to do. Eat, breathe, and shit without a motherfucker hate.
And it's all this animosity or goings on and shit. That's short run?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, blood. That's a short run. Let's go. Motherfuckers is moving. And I think, what time they stopped cooking?
I did last.
This place right here that we at. I can't really divulge too much information. You know, I told y'all we was outside.
I think about 7 or 8.
Oh, it's over with. It's over with. God damn it, though. Look, God damn it, though.
You know what I'm saying? It might bust to about 9 because it's Friday.
Because it's Friday. Fuck around. We're going to swing back. Where we got to head to?
Make diamonds.
That way? That
yep.
Route?
Yep.
Bad. Look, bad. Well, show looking like a goddamn Friday, man. You know what I mean? Fucking banks is slow and shit. Fucking nigga, everything is slow.
It's a bank holiday.
It's a bank holiday.
It's a talking about my money won't be here for 2 days. Yeah, all right.
What?
Huh?
You doing that?
Shit, no, not that. Other money. The other real money.
Cut that shit out.
Like, the real money. And this shit live. I'm here. I ain't got no time to cut shit out. My bad. Look, my bad. Fully was supposed to be holding that, but, you know, we ain't gonna fault him for that shit. We ain't gonna fault him for that shit. I could just easily keep that shit up. But fuck yeah, man. Bank holiday. Goddamn. And Fridays don't mix. Bank holidays and Fridays don't mix. Where we are, it's a popularity contest. So everybody's trying to look away. Especially on the weekend. That's why I'm nervous about this phone call. That's why I'm nervous about this phone call. Always trying to do shit this sneaky way. The sneaky way. But other than that, I mean, shit, there ain't no flavors today. I'm gonna have to just smoke, you know, what everybody's rolling. It's gonna be like a mixture though. whatever I had.
Fuck that. We smoking all gas OG, which
there
is
you
some,
go.
Which is some, it's almost to us, it's some common gas, but to y'all, it's some ooh-wee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been smoking it so much, it's normal. So that's what we smoking.
All I know is a nigga home. That's how y'all know that we eat good.
It is about second lunch and shit, bro. Oh, man. Motherfuckers have been. Yeah, motherfuckers been running it, bro. Motherfuckers been running it. Just gotta keep this shit going.
I want to let all my bitches know I love y'all.
Individually, separately, and together.
All the little shit that you bitches do, I ain't gonna say what it is, but you know what it is that you do.
That's a disclaimer. Look, that's a disclaimer. Or a motherfucking dog whistle to the other ones and shit.
You ain't shout me out by name.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Fuck all that. I'm here.
Damn, what?
I said, shout out my bitches.
I'm here.
Like, these
whoever that I fuck with, I'm here.
I said, I love you being up here.
Nah, they stupid. Look, nah, they stupid.
He said, nah, they stupid.
Hey, you remember I got two with that bad nigga at the job? You stay over there. And it's crazy because I got a tour with them. And niggas don't be knowing where I'm looking at, and I'll be knowing where they be.
What?
Weirdest, dumbest shit ever.
That's just like, that's just like motherfuckers about that bread.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled
up.
I'm talking about some motherfuckers like, oh, yeah, I got that back. I'm like, honestly, why he telling me that, I got that back?
No name.
I'm pulling up behind motherfuckers' whip. Like, damn, this motherfucker's whip. This dude is where, yeah, I've been looking for this nigga. Motherfuckers told me to stop looking. I'm going to find him if I stop looking. And I stopped looking, and it was wow. Down there, and crash into the nigga car.
Then I tell you, that's how God be working.
You don't look for anybody. You just forget about it, and you're going to run into them. Like, there's no if and this shit is small.
Oh, that's how God be acting, bro. That's how God works.
You don't got to go find the motherfucker. If a motherfucker say they be outside like they be outside, you're going to see them.
Fuck around, taking food and shit. Last meal, nigga.
My mama catch him at a motherfucking restaurant. Nigga, they gonna fold.
Right, everybody gotta get gas. That's why I go to every gas station. I don't just go to one specific gas station. I go to all these motherfuckers. And I'm the type of nigga that I'm not running for shit. Nigga, you bitch ass niggas, you know I'm out here by myself, nigga. You ain't never see me. Oh, yeah, well, ride with me down to the store with me and Smokey. Boy, you get your dumb ass out of here.
Smokey got a gun.
Nigga, Smokey got a gun, nigga.
Oh, God.
Smokey got a gun this time, nigga. Fuck is
he
talking about?
He said this time.
You ever pay attention to the rap lyrics?
No, them all for, what they say, them all for props. Shit, them all.
I ain't no prop nigga.
See, that's what I be, man.
They put all that shit on there knowing damn well y'all motherfuckers ain't on shit.
It's gonna be the drive-thru. No. Bro, you gonna have to try to run in that. Look at they drive-thru.
That's the thing. We ain't gotta wait no order. All you gotta do is pull up to the second window.
Listen to me. Oh, to the second one.
Yeah, you pull up to the second
one. I'm like, what?
here?
No, you gotta go. Once you go to the speaker, you don't make no order, bro. You just tell them DoorDash. And then you just pull up. They just tell you to pull up.
But you still gotta wait.
Nigga, all we gotta do is as soon as we pull up to the window, they my shit DoorDash.
You hope don't nobody trap me in, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Why you just going there, crap?
Because he fucking.
Because it's still gonna be busy as fuck.
No, it's but not. Bro, the it's, lobby's still
but,
open.
But it's gonna be not. It's, bro, you could have went in there and grabbed
him. He know bro, that.
We gonna be boxed in.
Go ahead. DoorDash.
Go ahead and pull forward.
See what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, shit, they're not DoorDash. McDonald's is the quickest, nigga.
Oh, they is.
Shit, on DoorDash, yes, the fuck it is.
Oh, the fuck, that was shit,
I think them motherfuckers, man, hell no. Nah. I wouldn't do that. That's just nasty.
Well, let me run in real quick. I'll run in. Don't matter. Because I still got to tell the ass the numbers and shit anyway, like if I was at the window. It's the same shit. It's just quick.
It ain't. When they lobby open, I'm going to fuck in. It's the people behind you and shit. I guess it's just like, it, nigga, it's that way. When you got to wait on the line. Nigga, that shit crazy. You heard how he said it, though. He just played it. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was pretty smooth. It was a DoorDash. And that was the fuck it. Man, go on and do you, blood. Look, go on and do you, bloody. It was motherfucking, I guess it was, like, certain shit to talk about today and shit. I mean, like, a lot happened and shit, but I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't trying to, you know, keep up with a bunch of other shit. Look, like, dead ass, bro. I did hear what Bobby Shmurda said about the fucking Atlanta food. He said that shit was nasty.
I can believe it.
I mean, I don't know. He probably went to the wrong motherfucking place or some shit, bro. You gotta eat at the hole in the walls and shit when you go out of town, man. I feel like you go out of town, you're supposed to have, you know, some of the local shit. At least some of them and shit. Some of them damn places and shit.
They only going down the lane. Right here behind.
I'm gonna maneuver this little shit. Keep moving with this little shit. Maybe y'all keep me going and shit as well.
Y'all too, folks, because that's what I'm doing. I'm like, fuck everything. It's like everything. If I got gas, put in this motherfucker yet.
Look, we moved. I already know. And we in this motherfucker.
Let's go get this money. Need gas, let's go get it. You feel what I'm saying?
Man,
we go get it real quick.
Because this shit is quick. Look, this shit quick. Is fast. Bro, say shit, man. Bro, yeah, you gotta right do the right. Short trips, huh?
Yeah, you gotta do the short ones, bro.
Which side of land, though? Sorry, listeners, I told y'all we was outside. Told y'all it was outside. I got my head on the whole swivel and shit. I got pole with me. I got foe with me. Folks, them and shit. Like, it's to the left.
Foe now.
To the left?
Yeah.
Not too much info. Look, not too much info.
But yeah, I want folks to foe now.
Anywho. Look, anywho, though. As far as topics.
1723.
I had already told y'all. As far as topics. Today was going to be a little light freestyle from the hip, you know what I'm saying? Especially this first half right here. Oh, yeah, motherfuckers was ready. Motherfuckers was ready. That shit crazy. Fucking Logic. Logic wants to do a fucking joint album with The Alchemist, and he feels like it'll be an honor. Okay. So, I mean, shit, that shit may end up being something. Logic ass, that nigga spits. Yeah, that nigga spits, bro. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Alchemist, he does his damn thing with the fucking beats. Shit is amazing. Shit is amazing. And, what else? What else? Fucking, as some people, not all people, expected, the minister, Farrakhan, he has chosen to stand by Kanye West.
Yep, he feels like, I guess he feels like, you know, he's making some sense. And I'll be fucking damned, bro. It's like, it's like how when Ye tried to, you know, big up certain people and shit like that. Like, that shit just, it didn't go his way. That shit did not go his motherfucking way. It looked weird. Oh, that shit probably on bro phone. Yeah, he be supposed to be wired in. He be wired in. But it's a charger if you need it. Everybody should be going dead. Everybody should be going dead. We are fucking outside, people. We're goddamn outside. Shit, you know how that shit work, blood? Look, you know how this shit work, blood? I'm in this, bro, we out. I am out here. As soon as I get this little first half of the show done, take a bathroom break or something, man, you know, shit. This is the outside episode. Look, this is the outside episode. Brought to you by them good folks over there at Gangnam. You know what I mean? What you on, Fooly? You moving around? Damn, bro. See, niggas can't have shit. We just drove past this store. Black-owned store. Why the fucking front door shattered? Like, motherfucker just left up out of there.
It's been like that for a second. The Dita Man sign was down. First of all, it was a bodega any fucking way.
Man, first, what?
Want to tell the truth about it. Bodega. Because motherfuckers never had shit in there. The fucking coolers didn't even work in that bitch. Hot ass pops and shit. I'm like, damn, I don't even want to buy
them. How the fuck do they do that? Like, bro, that
he
shit.
He was at the barbecue place behind the back. He wasn't even there. He was at the place that's still named after the other place that's in East Peoria and shit.
Still
Brick House.
The same and shit.
No, he was at the Brick House Grill, nigga.
Either way.
That wasn't part of that Dita Man's bullshit.
Right here on the corner.
Bro, that wasn't part of that. But it was on. It was in the same building, yeah, but he wasn't working
he
at that
cash
store.
Cashier, bro. Bro, you keep behind. Bro, he was the cashier, bro. He took the money, bro. So bro, how he wasn't working?
That was for the barbecue shit.
But he was taking money for the store, though.
Bro, okay, well, them niggas had both of that nigga rigged ass shit put together, but it still was
some janky promoters.
Right, it was some janky ass shit.
I went and got two magnums and a soda.
Look, and he took the money.
You know, like I said, that shit.
It was him and Mo Marquise.
No names.
Yeah. A whole bunch of nobodies.
I'm putting it like this.
Them niggas, that shit was niggering. I couldn't buy shit in there. They never stocked shit up, none of that shit.
They never had
they
shit.
Had the same, they had the same 24 pack that they had in that motherfucker the last time they went to Kroger.
The
crazy
shit, I only went there because of the fact that I was in the area, so I wanted to try the black owned business, and it was not.
Right, I was pissed, bruh. I'm like, man, the pops in this bitch hot every time I could. But I'm going to put this way. I couldn't use my EBT.
Type shit.
That's what made me mad. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of pissed off. I'm like, hey, right here in the hood, it's cool, yeah. Where my EBT at? At least A-Rod's got the EBT.
Gotta get your link systems, business owners. Because I still ain't seen that one of these damn barbershops or salons that you all said you didn't have. Mm-hmm. Ran and bought you a fucking charger that you can't pay for.
There's a room, room.
And then, you know y'all's going to jail. You know y'all's going to jail. Like, bitch, it's over. Look, bitch, it's over.
And this shit is over now.
That shit is just so fucking funny, dog. Like, I don't know. I knew that shit wasn't going to be free. I knew it wasn't going to be free.
Y'all niggas knew that shit wasn't free. That shit was a student loan that hit your ass immediately.
Way sooner than a student loan and
that's
shit.
That's all that shit was. All that PPP loan was a student loan, a grant that hit your ass immediately. A grant that niggas wasn't putting motherfuckers up on a lick, but steady out here spending and flexing and shit. And now you want to cry that motherfuckers in hell of high water. Yeah, I bet. You do that shit 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. And then you ain't tell nobody about the lick, ain't put nobody on, ain't need no brown, ain't none of you niggas need no brown shit. Fuck all you niggas
yep.
that got that money, Because ain't none of you niggas need no brownie. That was supposed to when y'all niggas got y'all brownie points right there. But y'all niggas was thinking for self. You got me fucked up. Y'all niggas got all this money, ain't put shit into none. Community motherfucking shit. All y'all bitch ass niggas did was throw parties at Dream. Them lame ass parties at Dream and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did this lame ass shit. Hey, get shit back to the hood.
Folks salty.
Man, they already know.
They know where we live.
They already know where we at.
Yeah, they know where we at.
I'm like, man.
Well, I'm saying we outside. This episode ain't going up for like another couple hours anyway. Bob, shit.
Straight up.
Nah, you know me. I gotta open the post for a second. I told you I'm doing an episode, bro. Why? Some food.
I told you. This
nigga hungry.
It ate all my food. It ate everything in my stomach.
Ain't that a bitch, man? That's why they say don't do drugs, man.
Eat your ass.
He said eat your ass. That door locked. That door locked. I knew it. They dashing too. them niggas dashing too.
Beat you to it.
But shit, no, I'm still doing all right. You know? I'm quite fine and shit, actually. I give these hoes another 9 minutes of this content, and I'm back out there and shit. I'm pure joking. Pure plan, pure any damn thing. It's, you know, it's motherfucking up. They just sent me an update and shit.
Oh, it's very busy. I bet you it is, bitch.
I bet you it is, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. See? Shit like that. Look, it's money out there. It's money out there. Because fuck that. Niggas sitting around and shit. Like, motherfuckers used to lollygag. We wasted a lot of time and shit, bro. And we didn't have none of this, you know, access to Door Dashing and Uber Eating and all that. Nobody had none of that shit back in the cap. Oh yeah, y'all asses. Where the hell you headed? Oh, look at Dante, pack it up, bro.
I'm being dropped off at the crib.
Which crib? Yeah, pretty much. That's later though. Look, that's later though.
They Marco's pieces.
Later on, I'm gonna be like, what I'm gonna do? I think I'm gonna get lit. Shit, I got some shit at the crib. I got some shit at the crib. All I'm doing is just, like I said, run this motherfucking town real quick, bend these corners, nigga, and motherfucking chill. I'm not going to jail. I'm not finna fucking go kill nobody. Shit, niggas is doing all right, bro. Look, niggas is doing pretty all right, bro. Pretty all right, man. Well, I know I gotta change the mood of this motherfucking music, though. I know I'm about to change the mood of these bitches. You know what I'm saying? DJ Drama is on some Khaled shit as he teased a star-studded new album featuring Lil Uzi Vert, of course. Maybe some Jack Harlow shit and Lil Baby. He on some We the Best shit, bro. He's on some We the Best shit. I like that, nigga. Like, take that nigga lane. You know, like, be a DJ. Actually disc jockey some shit. Actually conduct some shit. Yeah. Yeah. Motherfuckers, chilling for now. This is the chillest part of the episode or whatnot. Still, you know, outside or whatever and shit. It ain't that late. It ain't that fucking late. But we out here. And it's time to do some movements and shit. Time to motherfucking do some movements. They did say that there was another Young Dolph suspect arrested. That's crazy. That's motherfucking crazy. It's weird. Look, it's weird. I kind of feel like, I don't know. I don't even want to say. So I'm going to move on and shit. Bucky, what do you guys think about Jay-Z and Nas joking about ether? They joke about it.
How they joke about
in text. What'd you say?
But it's old as hell now.
Yeah, it's
so
old
yeah,
now.
You're supposed to be able to sit back and laugh at that shit.
I would burn your soul like ether. No, nigga, no.
I'm gonna put it this way. Ain't nobody threw no punch, so laugh.
There you go.
Shit.
Yeah. Nobody lost any
ain't
blood.
Nobody threw a punch.
Nobody lost
any blood. Look, you hear me? After the interview, it was like, who won? You know, there was like epic rap battles and shit. Who won?
Well, yeah, see, they'll just. Yeah, they're gonna go off whose song was better and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm on some shit like, man. The way that it made people look, you know what I'm saying? The shit that he was saying and shit, bro. Like, that's
just. Did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Most definitely did. At the time. Because music now and shit, you know, you want to sneakily, slyly diss a motherfucker and shit. But, you know. But, you know. What else? Look, what else, man? They did say that Jack Harlow, since I was lightly speaking on him earlier, they said that he was on one of the cover of GQ's British Men of the Year issue. That nigga has been trapping. Look, he has been trapping. What else? I know it's a slight update in the YNW Melly shit. Only because, and this is only because. Like, Melly, they talking about, like, you know, he could still get the death penalty and shit like that.
He got found guilty.
When?
So how the fuck is they still talking about the death
penalty? Right, and they talking about motherfuckers were saying that. I've seen some bullshit online talking about this nigga out, or he was, it was a video or something, him in the car.
He's
dead. Right, I'm like, what the video? I'm like, where the fuck they leak? I'm like, where the fuck they get this video from? Yeah, I'm like, where the fuck y'all get this video from? He in the car, like, yeah, he out.
That shit old.
I'm like, bro, y'all lay y'all stupid ass down.
Motherfuckers be tired. Look, them motherfuckers be tired.
What?
Like, for real, though.
Yeah,
bro,
I
want to
sleep. You sleepy, ain't you?
I mean, y'all motherfuckers is tired. You know what I mean? Y'all motherfuckers is tired. YNW Melly, he, I think it's been like 3 years now. I don't think he finna get out no time soon. But, I mean, shit. It's fucked up how they did that, boy. He was glowing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. Hello, yeah. Fuck else. Hello, fuck else, man. Feels like, I don't know. Feels like this is almost the halfway point and shit. I'm still, like I said, currently running around in these motherfucking cities and streets and counties and things of that nature and shit. You know what I mean? Did y'all see academics feel like he solved the murder of Takeoff?
But he did, though.
He did. I mean, the stuff that he, you know, the stuff that he
didn't solve.
I don't want to say he uncovered some shit, because he didn't really uncover anything, but, you know, the stuff that, you know, all of that shit that he was saying or whatnot, it kind of wasn't, you know, like, I kind of believe the shit, but, yeah. It's crazy. Look, it's still crazy to me. And I don't get it. Oh, I just don't fucking get it, bro. Because if anything... Yeah. Niggas know what's up with that shit. Look, niggas know what's up with that shit. It can't be getting cold in here. There's too many black bodies and shit, bro.
Nigga, it's yeah, well, we not moving. It get cold when you stop moving.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit. Yeah. Somebody think Nick Cannon paid $3 million in child support. Mm-hmm. I don't think none of them bitches charging him anything. He just, you know, any one of his baby mamas has the life of luxury for the rest of their life now. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy. What's fucked up is that car has been here. And they haven't moved. That's crazy. Man, what? Sitting there, this nigga ordering the whole menu and shit, but whatever, bitch. Yeah, this was, this. I think this is the nice little point where I could pull up on somewhere and run to the bathroom real quick.
Maybe Walmart ain't locked they shit yet. It's funny as fuck when the bums try to go into the restaurant, the lobby's locked and shit. It's like, nope, nope. Both entrances, nigga. But I'm going to jump back in here just a second and shit, man. So don't nobody move and won't nobody get hurt, yo. I'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try it that way or something, man. If you're just tuning in, thank you. I do appreciate that. Straight up, good looking out. you're doing okay. Look, you're doing just fine. You may want to go back because you probably missed something, but I mean, hell, you at least came. Shit, you in here. Better late than never. I am alone now. It is just me. Brody and them, we all split up and shit. But I do want to still, you know, send those guys a swift thank you and things for, you know, at least joining me and shit. We had a nice little outside episode or whatnot, or at least the beginning of it, you dig? this shit is that shit. Look, this shit is that shit, man. So, I guess I might as well just, you know, talk about some gangster shit that happened today or whatever. It was cards being pulled today, man. It was really some card pulling going on today, and you know, well, nobody really liked that shit. Nobody likes to feel like, you know, they're put up against the wall and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm more of the side of like, everything ain't that damn serious, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit can be overlooked, you know what I mean, for the betterment and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, it all depends on how you attack your day and shit. Fucking cards were cool today. There was ultimatums made, there were, you know, demands met and all of that shit. Not good. Yeah, not really good, but I mean, shit. What are you gonna fucking do? You know what I mean? What the fuck are you gonna do? Because you can't bug up, like, man, not in these times. Fucking take shit on the chin and shit, you know what I mean? I guess. Some bullshit that happened today, though. Why the fuck niggas get to start in the dashing today? You know what I mean? It's just like every other regular fucking day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the runs, they getting a little spacey and shit, so, you know, you want to take a break or whatever. Taking that break, you'll fuck around and, you know, you'll put your eyes on what you've made so far. You know what I'm saying? And depending on what type of day you had or whatever, you're going to need some gas. And right now, gas is at a ridiculous price here in our town. It's fucking extravagant what motherfuckers spend on gas and shit. Like, that shit almost $5 a gallon. It ain't, you know. I don't think that shit's real gas. I'd be like, that shit's not real gas, because when you put it in your car, the shit doesn't last that long. Like, it, like, I don't know if it burns faster or what, but this shit here, man, it's fucking crazy, yo. Really fucking crazy, man. But wanted to, you know, put some cash in the car and shit, man, so I could just make sure that I could be able to still do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I was moving around, man, and I ain't really have the gas, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, alright, let a nigga cash out real quick, you know, it ain't shit, I'll just build it back up, you know what I mean? So I go to get the money and shit, try to take it off or whatever, but that option is disabled. So I'm like sitting there looking at all the money I made, and I'm like, dog, I was, you know,
I was expecting to take it off and shit. Like, they're telling me this technical ass reason why they can't do it or whatever. So I do a little bit of digging, and it turns out, like, a lot of the features on this online banking bullshit is pretty much null and void because, nigga, it's like a holiday and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a holiday, and it's a bank holiday, and, you know, they ain't gonna be doing shit for a couple days or whatever. So, really, one would see it like, all right, well, you know, just keep it going, do the runs, and, you know, get the money later. Just get the money later, whatever. Let that shit build up. Okay. You had you a decent ass cash out. Well, that's all in well, you know, easier said than done, really, because, bitch, you need gas to drive. So it's like, you know, it just was a little thing. You know what I mean? It's just a little fucking thing or whatever. But dude, boy, oh fucking boy, did it matter? Boy, did it mean something? You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, that shit's crazy, yo. I did not expect that shit. It put a big ass damper in my day, and it just made everything move extremely slow. You know what I mean? It made shit move very, very slow. Yeah. Yeah. That shit is... It was weird. It was just weird. You know what I'm saying? Because I never had to wait. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was always instant and shit. You know what I'm saying? You want your money? Okay, here, there you go. That's kind of like the reason why some of these apps are winning right now. You know what I'm saying? People see the effort that they're putting into something, and, you know, when you're looking at it on an app, that's basically a motherfucker telling you, all right, I promise you this. I promise you we made this. And nigga try to, you know, do the same shit he does every day, and it just don't work. Like, that shit's scary as fuck. You know what I mean? And if I think if I didn't have good people around me, you know, I would be somewhere without gas. I would be somewhere, you know, fucked up. Because, you know, poor planning, basically. That's honestly what it is. It was poor ass fucking planning. But I think I should have just paid a little bit more attention to, like, emails and shit like that, basically, because, dog, they electronically let a nigga know. You know what I'm saying? They electronically let a nigga know already. And I wasn't paying that shit no attention. Like, I really wasn't understanding what the fuck they were saying. Because I was just, like, on some, you know, hard-head shit. Oh, I got Chime. You know what I'm saying? And, nigga, everything is affected. It doesn't matter who the fuck you have. We was all equals and shit. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, if you wanted to take some money out, you fucking couldn't. Just like me. No matter what we was trying to take out. You know what I'm saying? $100, $200, $2. It wouldn't fucking matter. Nigga, everybody was made equal. And that shit, you know, it was just a little eye-opener and shit, bro. Just to really make sure of myself next time I do some shit, bro. Like, I gotta make sure I can fucking do it. Because, dog, like, this shit gonna be worth it. Like, if it's gonna be worth it, man, you know, we're gonna have to try to make this shit worth it. And I'm gonna have to line up the fucking holiday pay. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have to line that shit up, too. Because, dog, how fucking dare they? You know what I mean? How dare they play with somebody motherfucking bread like that? Nigga, so motherfucking hurt and disgusted. But, you know, I guess it's, you know, the breaks. The motherfucking breaks, yo. It ain't shit, though, you know. Other than that, I guess the day went okay. I had, you know, I had some worries about, you know, my family and things, but I'm going to try to remain positive and put that energy out so that way others can, you know, do the same, reciprocate, really be some good news coming our way soon. And then, you know, I'll be very free to express myself and how I feel about that whole situation and things, because, you know, it hurts when people think things about you that aren't true, or things about you that you can change and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It would really bug you, though, if, you know, the wrong people started to pay that type of stuff attention. I don't really care what motherfuckers got to say about me, or how they think about me, or whatever they assume and shit. I don't care about that. I only care that a motherfucker that I care about would listen to them and, you know, be inclined to believe them. That shit fool as fuck to me. I just don't get it. But fucking times we in, man. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Anywho, I guess, you know, today was, like I said, one of the fucking hip-ass days, you know? One of the days that we have to, you know, one of these days we have to just get off, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just gotta put they all or most of into and shit and get out of it what you can. Still remaining positive, though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, yeah. There is, I guess, fucking parade debris everywhere because, as you know, it was Veterans Day, and they had a fucking, it was a march today and shit, you know what I'm saying? So everybody, it was like a lot of people that came out and kicked it and shit. And they had floats and things and everywhere. They was blocking off traffic and stuff, and I was like, man, the United States treats their veterans so poorly, bro. Like, that shit is just, that shit foul as fuck, man. I mean, this is where we at. Look, this is where we are. Dead ass. Fuckers just ignore that shit. Give them this one day, they'll be, you know, pretty much set to go and shit. Not fucking true. Those men and women, you know, they fucking did something for us that a lot of motherfuckers are pretty much opting out of nowadays and shit, or, you know, they come with their sick note or whatever, you know what I mean? However they get out of it, they get out of it and shit, so, you know, it's, times are different now. Look, the times are different now. The hell, shit, huh? Fuck else we got, man? Shit, my bad. Any fucking who. Still my ass outside doing motherfucking me and shit. I guess the day is turning itself around or whatever and shit. News. Motherfucking news. I really wasn't, like, keeping up with the news and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, y'all know how the cycle is. Y'all know how the news cycle is and shit. It does get a bit repetitive and shit. People don't be wanting to venture off and talk about other things as often as they should or whatever. This is a decent time of the year to, like, you know, look back at what, you know, other platforms have been putting out this year so far, and, you know what I mean, it's a good spot to look back and see what kind of lane, you know, what lane your fucking content output is taking. Yeah, this is just a nice little reflection type of time and shit, you know what I mean? Year's almost over, you get to figure out how you want to bring the next year in. You goddamn well gonna finish off strong, though. You know, you motherfucker gotta do that. Motherfucker gotta do that, boy. Like, have to. Look like have to. But, man, yo, you'd be fucking surprised. Look, you'd be very fucking surprised. Anywho. Any fucking who.
this wife of Juan Johnson. I don't really want to say her name and shit. I think she is an example of. What is she an example of? The women who are coming up, like, right now in present time. Good-ass example of them, because her whole, when he gets paid, I get paid, theses or beliefs and shit, that shit fucking resonates with the wrong type of people. And those are going to, you know, end up being the type of people who fucking, you know, will solely only try to put themselves in certain situations to be a motherfucker who will get paid when he get paid type shit. Like, you know, that's, it's really not the right type of attitude to have, or, you know, not about anything. It is unfortunate. It's very, very unfortunate. But again, America, thank you. Thank you, God. This is where niggas at right now, bro. Like, it be the laying down of it. It be the, you know, people not saying shit about it. People allowing it. You know what I mean? Letting that shit go on. People cheering it on. It be the that of it. Yeah, it really do be the that of it and shit. The encouragement of the fuckery and shit. You know what I'm saying? To get better, we gotta get past all of this shit. Like, all of it. We all have to be done with that shit, bro. That type of attitude towards each other. Like, I mean, with thinking like that, man, who's gonna take anybody fucking serious? Ain't nobody gonna wanna be with no damn body, man. Everybody gonna be too fucking emotionally scarred, drained, and just, you know, outright fucking fed up with shit. Especially from years of, you know, motherfuckers trying to finesse him and shit. Like, that shit just ain't cool, bro. Like, I really don't like that stuff, bro. And for as normalized as it has become, like, I still haven't conformed. Like, it's like, I remember my girl, my wife, she was, you know, she was going back and forth and shit. Like, you know, this was a while ago. But she ain't wanna be with me and shit. So I was just like, very curious, and I'm just like, well, if you're talking about the person that I have to be every day, then, you know, switching up the situation would put me in a better light. Like, I would behave differently if certain variables were different. So we changed the variables, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, actually stuck with a nigga to actually see the change and shit, and I'm like better today for it. Way better today for it and shit. But see, it took for a motherfucker to be like, alright, look, this is what motherfucker don't like about it, this is what needs to switch, and, you know, what's up with it. And it be the willingness for a motherfucker to, you know, put forth the effort to make a switch, change it up and shit, you know what I'm saying? She wanted that for me. And I just ain't want her to leave, so it's like, motherfucker, walk across hot coals and shit. You see what I'm saying? I guess it's, you know, the dynamic of the shit, you know what I mean? There's a fucking dynamic of that there. But I'll be goddamn, bro. There are women like, you know, there are women like that coming up and shit. Feeling empowered to, you know, get out of people what they can and shit. And that shit is just not fucking, that shit ain't right. It could get a lot of people hurt.
and get a lot of people hurt. Starting with your motherfucking fast ass. 21 Savage has been, he's been called out over the whole referencing Bankroll Freddy shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, excuse me, Bankroll Fresh, that is completely my bad, my fault. Rest in peace to the dead. But he kind of like, you know, he kind of said some things and shit, bro, but, he did mention that he apologized. So, I mean, if people are, you know, if people have said it, you know, some fucking words that he said, some warm wind that he said, then, I mean, motherfucker, just, you're going to have to just be mad. Because it's not going to change any damn thing. And y'all little online outrage,
excuse me,
it's not going to bring them back. But, yeah. But fucking yeah. Anywho, I guess, you know, I mean, hey, even with the 21 Savage news, bro, like, he gotta realize that, bro, if you just put out this body of work and, you know, people are accepting it and shit, you know what I mean? People showed up to buy that shit. People actually fuck with that shit. And just a couple hits on that motherfucker that I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? His ass got to be careful. There are different level of people looking at him now. Like, these people are on another fucking tax bracket and shit. Like, this guy, he could be very much well getting the Drake deals and shit, or have a Drake situation where his verse, you know, with anybody coming up or whatever would mean something and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, his platform is changing. His platform is changing. And he gotta fucking adapt with that shit. All the success he's getting and shit. Of course, there's gonna be some people who throw rocks. Of course, there's gonna be some people who are, you know, not too fond of it and shit. But, I mean, you know, that's their problem and they're gonna have to eat that shit. Straight up, it's their motherfucking problem. With the comments he's making, you know, even with certain lines on that album and shit, like, he's gotta really be careful and shit. Like, the fans will come and shit, but if they don't like the arrogance of you, it don't matter when the last time your ass dropped, nigga, they will not fuck with your shit no more. Like, not at all. 21 Savage, he's the type of artist who then, yeah, he found his audience and, you know, a good group of them will still support him. It won't be like before, like with Eminem. Eminem, when he called out Trump, that was him splitting his fan base in half. Excuse me. You can tell by the album sales and you can tell by recognition. I just mean recognition by, like, not a lot of people even covered that freestyle that he did. But we all know how Eminem had lines censored in his albums because, you know, the parental advisory sticker and shit. Like, it was still certain shit that they wouldn't allow him to just freely sell to the public. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga had to be careful. Like, I don't think 21 Savage is too famous, but for where his region is, you know what I'm saying? You know, he claimed Atlanta and shit. For him to be that big in Atlanta, where there are also other big names and shit, bro, you wanna watch what you say. You gotta watch what the energy you put out. It's somebody who at a way lower level than 21 Savage who felt very, very hurt about that shit. Who very much well feel like they'll go ahead and do something stupid because, you know, of whatever loyalty they done already, you know, fucking promised to the other side and shit. Man, the way niggas treat they ops, though. The way niggas treat they ops, though. Crazy. Fucking, let me move on. There was some other shit going on today. What did I see? I saw that, God damn it. it? Something about Pac. Oh, yeah, Tupac. His stepfather, Mutulu Shakur, he has been granted parole. Motherfucking free BG. Free C murder, man. Like, like straight up, bro. That shit is just foul, man. I don't even want to divulge in that shit, but it's like, yeah. Motherfucking yeah. What else? What the fuck else, man? Niggas is saying that, yeah. Motherfuckers is, talking big shit about the Lakers. I'm seeing memes and shit, and I'm hearing people tell them that it's gonna be another shot for next year or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't believe in the rest of the season for them. I'm like, it's just a rough start. At some point, you boys are gonna have to find y'all damn groove. Y'all can't keep letting these niggas fuck y'all up like that, man. It's a bad start. It's a really bad fucking start, man. I ain't saying you gotta come out the gate winning and shit, but it's like, if you lose, win, lose, lose, win, win, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's an equal balance and shit, like, people would still be shaking and shit. And, nigga, you pull the Patriots shit and win every motherfucking game in the damn whole season and get to the fucking championship and jag. That'd be the only game y'all fucking fuck that. Niggas get to the playoffs and get put the fuck out. Like, that shit gonna be whack as hell. But it's whatever, man. I did get to see that Tony Yayo, he made his way back to Vlad and shit, and it's it kind of feels like he's going to be the new reoccurring guest or whatever. He has stories for days. I've seen multiple interviews with this dude. His personal story really never changes and shit because he barely even talks about shit. He just talks about motherfuckers that he know and shit. But he hasn't been telling the same story each interview. That is what I like. That's what I fucking like. It's like, nigga, man, don't be shopping these same stories, these same horror stories around and shit. Like, I didn't like when artists did that and shit because it's like, you know, really, back to the, it's the media cycle things. Like, nigga, y'all ain't got no different questions for this man? Y'all don't got nothing else to talk to him about? Weird. A little weird. And Vlad's good for that, though, but he bringing niggas right back and shit, and I'm just like, alright. Whatever. Whatever, man. What else? There is some other shit, too, man. I do got to check out this fucking, I got to check out this ATL Jacob guy. I'm hearing he's, like, a producer and shit, but he's, like, now that interviewers are, like, running out of celebrities to talk to, one reason why they talk to the same person each fucking, you know, month and shit, they be seeing the views for one, and then for two, I mean, shit, you know, Vlad bringing anybody on the come up on Vlad bringing up people who are behind the scenes on that shit makes sense. That shit make fucking sense. This nigga, I swear he had an interview with Ken Shamrock, and I don't know if this is the Ken Shamrock from wrestling or like something else and shit. So I gotta, you know what I mean, I got a lot of looking into dude, bro. Straight up, man. What else? What else, man? I guess word got back to Freeway Ricky Ross that everybody in the YSL RICO case had their bond denied. He was just saying that, you know, he wasn't surprised and shit. And of course, he ain't surprised, niggas. I mean, shit. Look at the shit he was hit with and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was more surprised that it wasn't more names of people who were cooperating. That's what the fuck I was surprised at. That's exactly what I was surprised at, because I was like, damn, if they already know these names, then, you know, who's to say they don't know other fucking names? You know what I mean? Crazy shit, though. Crazy fucking shit, man. Today was alright. I mean, I did get to some shit, you know what I mean? But, I don't know. I might have to go back. I do see that people are acknowledging that it was Adam 22 who, you know, yeah, it was Adam 22 who, you know, who has the, I think he has the latest Aaron Carter interview, but there was another behind the scenes request and that he turned it down. So, actually, I really don't know if it was Vlad or Adam still who, you know, I mean, I don't have that information with me here in the studio, but I do believe one of those live boys got it and shit. And, you know, now that Adam is back on the Vlad platform, he's just explaining it and shit. So, I got some work to do for these next couple of days, man. So, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit. You're looking out. I will be, you know, back in the next few days or whatever. Just make sure you come back. Day one's. Today's done. It's over with. Make sure you dap the door, man. Tip the waitress. Wipe your feet before you go to the crib. All that good shit, man. I will be back, man. Hell yeah. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere. All right.